It's the tallest building in Ross, Iowa, built in the 1880s by a Civil War veteran. One of the last original grain elevators still standing west of the Mississippi, the faded building rises nearly 70 feet with all the internal mechanisms still in place. Bob Nelson remembers exploring the deserted complex as a boy back in the 70s.
I think it was a standard rule with every kid in Ross, don't you go back there and play in that elevator. But yes, I mean, we would go back there, we would ride our motorcycles and shoot BB guns and throw rocks and whatever else kids would do back there, play and go seek. It was just the neatest place to play.
The Nelsons live next door and bought the dilapidated elevator last year for about $1,000. Bob's wife, Janet Nelson, says it's comforting to live next to history.
Even though it's abandoned and it hasn't had a lot of activity, it's a phenomenal building. It's beautiful, and we want to keep it.
The elevator has stood dormant for many decades, and now volunteers have come to the rescue. The crumbling foundation has been repaired, and a new roof is going on. Brian Olson's job was to reinforce the limestone footing.
My estimate is it probably should have been restored 30 years ago. So it was, if you looked at it, you'd wonder what was keeping it from falling over.
This past spring, the 80-ton elevator was lifted 4 inches off its foundation for repairs. Now it's time to set it back down on solid ground. Tom Motter has moved hundreds of buildings, including a 500-ton church, but he's never tackled a 6-story elevator.
Where you're at right now is you're top of the grain bins. I got to catch my breath too, so just a minute.
They were trying to jack part of it up, but realize this thing's getting over their head real fast. No pun intended, but it was over their head.
Motter and his crew need to jack up the building again, keep it floating on steel girders, knock out the supporting wooden beams, and then gingerly set the heavy load down on its new foundation.
We're getting real close. A little more, Brian. We are now sitting on hydraulics. The whole elevator is, which is, I don't remember the weight, but it's around 160,000.
The command post is set up underneath the elevator where the action is.
We have a lot of kinetic energy here, so I'm going to take advantage of it and just release the oil as we go and let it rest its new home. This is always the fun part of a project. Ooh, even that excited me. Here we go. She's setting down? Okay, she's creaking. We're 80% down. That's just hydraulics.
The whole process took less than 15 minutes.
Sounds like you're waking up a ghost. We're good to go. Here we go. She's down. Everything's relaxed.
When we did set it down, she zeroed in. I mean, it zeroed in perfect.
Owner Bob Nelson is pleased too.
I personally would be happy if it sat just like it is right now for the next 100 years.
The Nelsons have raised $60,000 so far. The next priorities include siding and windows. Bob is starting to think of the future.
Of course, we'll open it up to the public. It's something that that just needs to be there to remind us of how agriculture once was.
A jagged sheet of corrugated metal flutters in the wind. The elevator was wrapped in steel more than a century ago to guard the original wooden structure from sparks. Others had burned down when embers from locomotives set them ablaze. The vintage Ross property symbolizes an early revolution in grain storage, the predecessor of today's ultra-modern elevators that still serve as beacons of Iowa's farming economy. In Ross, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.